And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Jeff at The Fan in there doing the work and answering the phone calls and doing all that he does. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate all effort there and hard work for sure. And what a great guest, Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing, and having a good time talking about fishing at Fisherman's Landing and all the great fishing, talking about all the different boats. I mean, you start to list the number of boats at Fisherman's Landing. That's a lot.
Yeah, during our peak season, 16 boats.
16 boats.
That's crazy. Yeah.
On those docks.
On our out of Fisherman's Landing alone, between the long-range boats, half-day, full-day, overnight, day and a half, 3 days, stuff.
Pretty impressive. Yep.
I got to say it again, too. You know, the other thing that is so impressive, and you want to talk about unsung heroes that make 16 boats go, it's the, you know, one of the big shout-outs got to go to the crew outside with Chris Rowland and all the, you know, we affectionately call them the red shirts, but, like, that's one thing that's so unique to Fisherman's Landing is there is a full-scale crew of guys that are just there to help facilitate getting you on and off the dock. I mean, they do a lot
and
more.
And they do for Point Loma Sport Fishing, too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They cover both landings.
They do a lot more than that, but, like, I mean, the customer service that those guys have, it's just rad. It makes me stoked. Like, they're so good at recognizing, like, oh, man, that dude's going on a long-range trip is maybe a little bit older, and you'll just see one run out to the truck. Hey, man, you need a hand with your gear, and you watch where the guys grab a cart and load their gear up and help get them in the line. They're just, those guys.
Good
do.
Guys.
They are such a high level of customer service that it just really sets that landing apart.
If we didn't have those guys, it would be chaos. I mean, it's controlled chaos now.
Yeah.
But, right, I mean, instead of taking 30 to 45 minutes to unload a boat, without those guys, it would take 2 hours to unload, get all their fish off the boat,
so
separate and
get
and keep the dock carts free for everyone to use and unload. Like, I mean, you've seen it down here some mornings when you have three or four long-range boats come in, then you have 5 day-and-a-half or two-day boats come in. It's 8 boats that literally probably close to 800 people come and go off these things. Yeah. And, I mean, at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, there's total chaos. And by 10 o'clock, there's nobody there. Everyone's gone.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is those guys are so good at controlling the chaos, too, keeping everybody calm.
Yeah.
And don't worry, I got you.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We need to put 3 guys in 1 cart or whatever. Yeah.
And keeping track of it.
And make sure everybody gets their gear down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
They
got
good,
it down
man.
To a science.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well,
so hats off to the red shirts.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Take care of those guys.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, well, I had a fun text I wanted to read. And, you know, Carl was talking a little bit about this, you know, how one of the things that's been happening has been poppers and stick baits. And John from Huntington Beach says, good morning, guys. Great show this morning. With the opportunity to fish bluefin with poppers, I was hoping Carl could recommend a spinning setup to throw poppers. What size rod, reel, length, and line rating would be appropriate?
Rod length would probably be an 8-foot rod, I think, would be very comfortable in almost all conditions. Rick would be able to help me. Like, the only ones that I know that
my favorite rod right now for that is made by Shimano, they have several, like, price categories, but the one that I really like is the Grappler series.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So Grappler is kind of like, so they're really Gucci, and again, if the, you know, you got a little tax return burning a hole in your pocket, or you've got a little extra dough, their Gucci's spinning outfit for sure is that Osea plugger.
Yep.
It is such a cool bluefin popper stick bait type rod. I love it. I love it, love it. But it's spendy. You know, it's a $600 to $700 rod. The rods that are a little bit more in my price range are that Grappler series. And it's Shimano does what they do a lot of times. The Grappler series is the Torium to the Trinidad.
Yep.
It is the Speedmaster to the Talica. It is a rod that is very similar. It has very good componentry, but it's in that $300 world. And I like that Grappler 82H, 83XH, like, again, just like Carl says, an 8-foot rod, somewhere, depending on what you're doing, somewhere between a medium heavy and an extra heavy, and probably the H is right for most of our tuna scenarios. And then reel-wise, you know, again, you just got to go at the level that you can do. Spinning tackle is one of those things where you kind of need to buck up. If you're going to fish for big ones, yeah. You're going to fish for fish that are sub 50 pounds, there is a lot of really good gear available for you. Spinning, in my opinion, is more important to spend money to get to the extra level than it is with conventional, just because the reels don't make the same level of power that our two-speed reels
do. The torque.
You know, you can have a Speedmaster that maybe doesn't have that same frame construction as Talica, but it's still got a low gear and a big drag, and you can put your rod in the reel and be just fine. Spinning, it's all on you. There is no resting on the rail, and so the power has got to come from you and your reel. And, you know, there is high-end spinning tackle that is totally up to the task, but as the price falls, so does the efficiency of it. So I think the minimum level to be appropriate for a bluefin popper setup would be the Saragossa series. It's an all saltwater built, heavy duty aluminum kick-ass spinning reel. And I think your size ranges from like an 8 or 10,000 at the small end to like a 14 to maybe even 18,000 at the big end. 14,000 to me, 10 and 14 are my favorite. It's like the right combination between holds enough line, but not so big that it's awkward. And my favorite for it, again, without spending crazy money, is Twin Power. Obviously, if you can afford a Stella, that's the one. It's the best, but that reel's just a little out of my budget right now. And Twin Power, to
me, half the price for Twin Power.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I say it a lot. Half the price, but it's way more than half the reel.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I was going to say the Twin Power seems to be the most popular. That's the most one that I see mostly. And people say, I mean, if you hook a 100-pound bluefin on it, you got more than enough guts and power in that thing.
I'll tell you one story that, you know, we always talk about, like, if you can tell something has bridged the gap to when it's like, oh, man, no way. We always give everybody a hard time about spinning tackle. I do it on here all the time. Yeah. The crew, two or three crew members from the new Loan came in with buying a Shimano full-throttle rod and a Twin Power reel as a boat setup. And we were doing the same thing back and forth, like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to spend $700 on a spinning reel. This is a lot of money, all those things. And they came back the next day. They hooked and handed 280-pounders and, like, 460-pounders on that particular rod and reel because it fishes it so good.
Yeah.
Anytime there's crew members buying something, I always put a lot more, put a lot more worth into it. And if it's two crew members buying a spinning outfit,
yeah.
I was
watch
blown
out,
away.
Man.
I was blown away, man. Hell had frozen over. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And they came back the next day like, dude, that was it. And, you know, we caught fish because of that setup that we wouldn't have caught otherwise. And I couldn't believe that, you know.
Twin Power, what size?
They bought a 14,000.
14,000.
It's the bomb. That is such a stick rig for doing it, you know. Again, the talk about another fantastic boat, that new Loan. I mean, those guys just do it. They do it right, man. No doubt about it. It was pretty fun.
Adam does a good job.
Yep.
Sure. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
Phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from Central Oregon this morning. Hey, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. I'm not actually out here on the coast just above Garibaldi. And I was poking around on the internet, found out that they just took place the 20-year anniversary of the Albacore Classic up here. And so there's a bunch of boats going out for Albacore the last 2 days.
The Albacore
Classic. I looked up the results from last year, which was very interesting. And the top three winners were basically bluefin tuna. Top one was 96 pounds, and then there was two 80-pounders after that that took second and third place, which that was kind of interesting because I knew the bluefin, you know, they kind of move around a lot, but I didn't know they ended up this far.
Central
up
Oregon, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that either. That's cool.
That is wild. Interesting.
Yeah, I know talking to some of the commercial guys, they catch albacore, bluefin mixed in with albacore from not on a regular basis, but every year they catch a handful every year, you know, for sure.
Pete Grosbeck was telling me that his boat that's up in Half Moon Bay, they've been catching bluefin up there with the albacore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin, who, you know, Kevin's the boss, and that's where he's from and fishes really hard up there. Yeah. And between Pete and he, those guys are, they're so equipped. You know what I mean? Like, down here, that's all guys do is focus on big bluefins. Up there, you know, it's a part of it, but it's an albacore culture and it's a salmon culture. Well, Kevin's a a very accomplished big game fisherman around the world, and so they put all of that into, you know, Mad Mac, high-speed trolling. One of the things that, you know, Pete is so into is water charts and studying charts and current, and Kevin is like he's a tech guy from his background, and so he just, like, took that to the next level and runs with it. Those guys are so into, like, okay, this water's moving here, this water's pushing up, this is where we're going to go. And, like, that's their, like, they have more fun, like, figuring out the puzzle before the puzzle happened and driving to it and catching it than anything else. And they are crushing up there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, Tom, thanks for the albacore report from Oregon. Yeah,
2 days in a row, man. JJ, now Tom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Back to the good old days.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here from Sean in Oceanside. He says, hi, guys. With multi-day trips that return in the evening, what do you recommend for fish processing? Understandably, the processes are not always available in the evening. That's been a challenge for me to schedule evening return trips. Any suggestions on that?
It's tough. Yeah. You could always do drop-off. I know Five Star does. I believe Fisherman's Processing.
Like drop off the next morning?
Or drop off on your way home.
Like
they have a drop off box and stuff.
Box, yeah.
And I know that some of the processors, they've done, hey, if you get four or five guys and it's worth them, they don't want to come down for one fish. If you got five, six, seven, eight guys and you guys all have fish and it's worth it for them coming down, they'll make an exception, but they need enough notice ahead of time. So you got to call. Make your reservation, call them, hey, I have eight guys, will you come down if we catch X amount of fish? You know, it has to pencil out for them and stuff like that. If not, I mean, in the boats that are coming back at night, they will fillet the fish, you know, to whatever regulations they for California Fish and Wildlife. You know, they could quarter them out, you know, they can't skin them, they can't chop up them into pieces or whatever, but they can fillet them about 40% of the way, and then you have to take it home and do it yourself. But I know some of the guys have drop-off boxes that you can drop off, and then you could pick up the next day or a couple days later and stuff like that.
Or the other option would be that have them do their processing on the boat, and then the next bring a cooler, put that portion in the cooler, and then take it to the processor, Fisherman's Processing, the next morning, and then have them do the finishing touches on it.
So,
And you can, you can even, if that part, you know, the processing part is very important to you, you can even get with a Carl and, you know, book your trip based on a time when there's likely going to be a processor there. You know, I mean, because everybody's scenario is different, and if you're traveling and out of town and having that premium Fisherman's Processing product is a big deal, you might get with Carl on a day and say, hey, man, I really want to book a day and a half trip. Can you find a trip that's got a return when there's, you know, a couple of long-range boats so I know those guys are going to be there so I can just slide my fish in? And again, like, it's not just Carl. You know, Fisherman's Landing has four or five guys that are just behind the counter on the reservation side of things, and those are like the little things that they'll work out with you. Like, hey, man, processing is really important to me, but I need to do a trip of this length. What trip should I be looking at? What day should I be going? You know, because sometimes, like, that is a more important part to somebody's trip than something else's.
Yeah. And most of the time, the processors are here every morning. This time of year, they're here every morning. There's boats coming in, at least two or three boats coming in every morning and stuff, so that's not an issue. But for the guys in the evening, it is, I understand it's harder, and it's not as easy as the guys in the morning. So with a little notice, and if you have enough guys, definitely all the processors have made an attempt to be down here at night, as long as, like, hey, we got 10 guys or 8 guys, whatever it is. So it's not just picking up one fish and, you know, it has to pencil out for those guys. You just need to talk to the processors, make reservations, and let them know what's going on, and they will do their best at accommodating you guys.
All right, very good. Hey, you want to get through? Jeff is standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty, and you have another good text.
Yeah, I thought so. It says, good morning, Carl, Pete, and Rick. Awesome show, as always. What is Pete and Carl, what are your guys' prediction on this fall's fishing? Do you think the yellowfin is going to make it our way? Really liking what's happening. What do you guys see the rest of our season transitioning to?
Yes, I think we'll get yellowfin. I think it's just going to be a little later. Maybe, I'm hoping not as late as last year, but I think within the next few weeks, we're going to start seeing some of that yellowfin push up the way. I'm hoping it's that same grade that we got last year, or what those guys on the 7 and 8 day guys are catching right now, that grade down there on the ridge.
Yeah, you just went on a long-range trip, right?
My wife did.
Your wife did. Yeah, Katie did.
Yeah, I mean, I think the average was about 40 to 50 pounds. You know, the biggest one was yellowfin. Their biggest one on the boat, I believe, was like 98 pounds gill and gutted. So a little more than 100 pounds, you know.
Big fish.
I'm hoping we get some storms down there that push that fish up through Cedros and up to our way. I think we'll probably... Hopefully September, mid-September, we'll get that.
Yeah, September, October is our traditional yellowfin month.
And we'll get some Dorado to go with it. I'm hoping we start seeing some, I mean, it's great yellowtail fishing out the islands, but hopefully some of the stuff down there will push up off on the kelp paddy and stuff like that. I think the fall, I think our best fishing is still ahead of us. I think we're going to have a great fall this year compared to the summer. Yeah. You know,
I like it. I like the way you talk. Hey, Dan in Pomona has a question about the islands here. He says, great show. Question for Carl. What, with more boats fishing the Coronados, can you speak about licensing requirements required for those wishing to book a trip?
So on the sport boats, all you have to, as long as you have a valid passport, doesn't matter from which country it is.
Passport or passport card.
Correct. Yeah. As long as it's a valid passport, we'll take care of everything else for you. We'll take care of your visas, your bracelets, your everything you need. All you have to do, like I said,
valid, that's all part of the ticket price.
All part of the ticket price. So we make it as on the sport boats as easy as possible.
Yeah.
If you're fishing on a sport boat, everyone on the boat has to have a valid passport or passport card, has to have an FMM/visa. Everyone has to have a bracelet. Everyone has to have a Mexican fishing license, regardless if it's a daily one, a weekly one, or a yearly one. And then the boat needs the permit also. Guys call us every time, hey, how do I get all that stuff? We tell them to go to the SAC website. I think it's CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
Yep.
They have a link there. It says U.S.-Mexican regulations. You go there. It gives you every single website you need in English, how to do it, a step-by-step process. Yep. How to do it. That's the best resource for guys to use that are going to fish the islands and you need help filling out your paperwork for that. That's a great website. It shows you how to do everything in English, step by step, and how to do it.
What if you have an annual Mexican fishing license?
So all the full-day boats now, I believe all of them now, they used to, the price includes their Mexican fishing license, but now 50% or more of the people that show up on the full day trips have their own Mexican fishing license. So we backed that out. We actually dropped, we kept the price the same as last year. We didn't raise the price at all. So if you're going out on our boat, it's $21 to go on the Liberty. So it's $240 plus $21. So $261 to hop on the Liberty if you don't have your Mexican fishing license.
If you do, it's $240.
It's $240, correct.
So, but we should explain. Part of that, like a big part of that $240, like probably $40 of that is Mexican permits.
Almost $80.
Almost $80?
Yeah, a visa now is almost $50.
$50?
Yeah.
For the one-day visa?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
It depends on what the peso to dollar ratio is or whatever. It goes up and down, just like the Mexican permit. So for a visa, a bracelet, and the Mexican permits, it's almost $80.
$80.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
I did not know it was that much.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So it works out to be, I think, $76 or something like that on the average, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, I mean, people are like, why is your...
Just to get to go there.
Just to go.
Like, the guys go up out of Long Beach or L.A. or whatever, it's $180 or whatever.
Yeah.
To go fish San Clemente. But, yeah, to fish the Coronado Islands, to go fish in Mexico, that's what it costs. And,
but...
Yeah.
That's what we pay, and we're glad to do it. Just to have the opportunity.
Yeah. And worth every penny.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, and that's... I mean... So the great thing is when fishing is tougher at the islands, the guys switch off to offshore. They're like, well, why don't they lower the price or whatever? The main reason is because at the islands, I'm just going to use numbers off top of my head. They might burn 100 gallons at the islands. Offshore, they're burning 300 gallons of fuel. Yeah. I don't know what it is off top. I'm just making
just a rough number.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to make up the difference and stuff.
Yeah, you're saying the reason the trip cost doesn't come down because they might not be incurring the permit fees, but they are certainly incurring the pump fees.
Correct.
Got it.
And diesel right now is about $4 a gallon for our sport boat guys. And yeah, so that's a lot of, that adds up really fast.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. 833-288-0973 open right now. Let's jump back into it.
You got it, man. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, so my question, on a half day, it's good to call in, make reservations because you might switch to a full day. Do you guys give military discount on a half day? And if I do back-to-back, like morning and afternoon, is there a discount because I'm going to do both of them?
Yes, absolutely. So military, normal ticket price on the Dolphin, $75. Junior, senior, military is $65. Then if you do a re-ride, so you pay the normal $75, re-ride's $35 on the afternoon trip and stuff like that. So,
awesome.
And if you rent a rod in the morning, you can take that same rod right back out there. There's no extra charge for the half a day.
That's
so
cool.
So it's
the re-ride really is a good deal.
Yeah, it's $35.
You're not rental fee. You're damn near half the ticket price.
Yep.
That's cool.
$35. So you can go on the both half day trips for $120 or something like that, give or take. You know.
Nice.
So. And the guy, you just, hey, I'm going to go on the afternoon half day. Let the guys on the boat know. They keep your stuff on the boat. You don't have to take it off, put it back on. They'll keep your fish on the boat for you. Come back up, get your afternoon ticket, go back on the boat. You're good to go. Go enjoy a dolphin burger, a cold beer, catch some more calico bass or sand bass.
There you go. Now, how does the dolphin care for the fish on the boat?
It's still pretty traditional. You know, I believe they bleed all their bass and stuff like that. Then it goes in a burlap sack. If you're on their full day trips, they have a RSW fish
hole.
They
do, okay.
Yep. Yeah. They obviously, you catch your fish, they tag the fish, and then it goes down into the fish hole, and they pull them out in the afternoon on the full day trips, fillet them up for you, and then hand them out to you at the top of the dock.
Okay.
Half day too. Like I've seen re-rides where they'll like fillet the fish and they put them in cold storage,
correct,
freezer,
yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever. Like, you know, you get your fish filleted and then they'll just throw those fish in the freezer.
If you re-ride, correct. Yeah. If you do the re-ride, yeah.
Yeah.
And the re-rides become super popular. I mean, I bet almost weekends, if the trip's not sold out, we'll get 5 to 10 re-rides. And then during the week, there's always 2 or 3 re-rides. You know, so it's really nice, especially on
you're
light
down
load.
There anyway. Why not?
Exactly.
Right?
You came here to go fishing.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty good deal.
And if you do the afternoon trip and you want to do the twilight on weekends, the twilight's $35.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great. So, you mentioned we've talking about rental tackle, and you kind of control all the rental tackle.
Mm-hmm.
The rental tackle at Fisherman's Landing is next level.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of one of my pride and joys back there is
sure.
the rental rods, you know. Talica 20s, 25s, or Speedmasters for the most part, Calstar rail rods, Seeker rail rods.
I would say a high percentage of the rental outfits that go out for a big bluefin retail somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 per outfit.
Wow.
I mean, it's the highest end gear. It's TAC 25s.
Yeah.
It's custom Calstar rail rods.
Yeah.
It's you know, metered, you know, color changing spectra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top shots vary based on what Carl's hearing from the guys. Like, it is high. It's the highest of high end of gear.
And, like, That
fresh top shots.
Fresh top shot.
Every time,
and
no matter what.
Probably,
every time.
Yeah, every time. Brand new mono. Even if the guy never took it out or, like, never used it, we don't know what happened to that thing. So we take the mono top shot off and put a new one on. I mean, 20 feet, what's 20 feet?
Yeah.
And then if that spectra gets low, it's hollow spectra, and our guys will strip off 100 yards or 200 yards when we need to and put a brand new top shot on there. Good to go. You always have fresh, like, almost everything on the top half, the first couple hundred yards, is probably never more than a few weeks old. So you're getting fresh Iserline top shot. You're getting free or metered spectra, and that's changing color every 100 feet. So it's very easy for a guy that's never fished before. Captain, hey, we got fish at 300 feet. Let three colors down, you're in the zone type of deal.
Yeah.
And then we got Chris that's always working on our rods, making sure the guys are never frail and stuff like that. Vince is doing a great job on keeping our rental. I mean, that stuff gets gone through 2, 3, 4 times a year, making sure the bearings are good, the drags are good, the two-speed mechanisms are working. You know, I mean, the last thing we want is someone to take one of our rental rods out there, hook a fish of a lifetime, and it fails. So
yeah.
I want to make sure and do everything in our hands that we take care of the best of the best. So
yeah. And then what about a guy that's going to go on the Liberty or the Dolphin to the Coronado Islands? What's the rental package for that?
We have anything from the Shimano TLD 2040s, which I think we're going to be swapping out to Toriums here sooner than later, I hope. And then we have if they're fishing yo-yo or they're fishing offshore for bigger fish, we got Talica 12s and Talica 16s, Calstar 700 MHs or Hs, depending on what they want and stuff like that.
Different rental packages for different
fish. Oh, yeah. So anything, we have anything from 20 or 20-pound test for a half day all the way up to 100-pound. then 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 pound, depending on what the guys need.
In the winter time, when it's all there and not all out on the boats, it is so impressive. There's hundreds of Telstars and hundreds of Talicas, all topped off, ready to roll. Like, it is, you know, in the summertime, you roll in there and you just see a big, giant, empty room because it's all fishing and coming back, and those guys are busting their butt and working on it, new top shot. But, like, when it's all in there, it is an impressive sight. All the rods are all lined up, and then, you know, all, like, the next round are all in milk crates down below the rods. Everything's fresh and rebuilt. Like, it is an impressive amount of high-end tackle.
Like, 4 or 5 years ago, we, like, hey, you got to call in to make sure we have a reservation for your rent rods. Now, unless you're a big group, like a 15 or 20, you're like, hey, I got the whole boat needs something. Like, we have enough gear to cover. Even like right now, this is our busiest, between now and Labor Day, it's going to be our busiest weekends. And we have, I got to make sure everyone gets what they need. But
Come on down.
I got you covered.
You don't have to make a reservation.
If it's for one guy, no. If it's a big group, let us know so we have it prepared for you to go and stuff like that.
Great. Hey, Ray Ray from Santee had a nice text, and he said, put my glasses on here, Ray Ray. You mentioned the red shirts. Don't forget to tip them. Most people don't know. I made up a red shirt tip bucket. Ask them for it.
That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah. And hey, man, no doubt. Again, you want to talk about guys that make your life a whole lot easier. Dude, throw those guys a bone, and they're stoked about it.
Yeah,
they're the ones having to lift. They're the ones having to lift that tackle box that you put way too much weight into, and you know you came to the tackle store and bought all those yo-yos. Those are the poor guys that are humping it in and out of the carts for you, man.
Where is the red shirt tip bucket? I haven't seen it.
I'll tell you
one thing about a red shirt. Any one of them will accept tips. I think he's saying that he made a bucket for when he goes to help collect that.
Oh, good.
That's not
a bad idea. If you're a charter master, throw a red shirt.
You know how those go. It's high. Their level of professionalism is high. They don't have I don't think they normally have a tip bucket standing up. But just throw them a $5, throw them a $20, throw them a $10, whatever. You know, throw them a couple bucks.
And,
they're stoked.
And one thing I want to say for the red shirts, I mean, the reason our docks are always working, the dock carts are always working. It's not that they're just helping load and unload fish and this stuff. When all the dust settles in the morning, they're working on the docks. They're making sure the building's good looking. They're working, making sure every dock cart is available for you guys to use and stuff like that.
A lot of maintenance on those dock carts and the docks too. The docks are old.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to get replaced in a couple of years, but they need constant repair.
Yeah. They're the unsung heroes of Fisherman's Lion for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our fishdope.com report by the Angler's Realtor. Yosef Harsanyi is on the line. And today, that catch report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make those reservations today. We got the man on the line, Yosef Husseini. What's up, Yosef?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got some pretty good fishing out there still, and it seems to be building. A little bit of a weird year, in my opinion. But up at St. Nick and the Channel Islands, it's still going pretty good. There is no squid around there, so you do need to bring live squid with you. Sea bass, yellowtail, and halibut still biting well. SBI, same kind of deal. You need squid. Get off of the big squid beds, and you should find them. Catalina slowed down quite a bit, but there is still some fishing to be had. There has been some sightings of bluefin on the backside, as well as still some decent fishing for yellowtail and for sea bass back there. Clemente, same kind of deal. They only bite on when the current's moving, but yellowtail and halibut near the caves. You can get squid at Catalina or Nachos, but you need to get squid before you go over there or make it. Backside Clemente, same deal. There's some smaller tuna seen foaming up. Coronado Islands has slowed down quite a bit. Their biomass still seems to be there. They're just not biting. A lot of the guys ran out west yesterday, and I guess they found some decent-sized bluefin around the 302. There's a big spot of them. They were foaming up. A few friends of mine got spooled, throwing some smaller baits at them. Heading back up north, the Tanner Bank is biting good. Yesterday, some guys did well for easy limits on spreader bars and Mad Max. These are 20 to 70 pound fish. Down below that, right off the 390, there's some smaller bluefin, nothing huge, 10 to 20 pound, and there's some decent kelp yellowtail fishing. So nice and close for us. They're starting to show up down below a little bit to where the smaller boat guys can get to them. So that's all I got, guys.
We'll certainly take that. Sounds like some good fishing and very cool news to hear about some of that big fish floating around our local haunts too, like that. That's always those are always fun stories when you're making a day catching schoolies and next thing you know you hook the wrong one and he takes all your line and that's
a good problem.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so we'll certainly some fun on our local zones and how about the real estate? Any fun happening this week? Anything changing? Anything moving?
Definitely. J.P. Morgan announced that they're going to lower rates 4 times this year.
Wow, so that's awesome news.
They're on the Fed's tail here, and hopefully we see all this. But, yeah, rates are coming down. You're going to start seeing this market really move, and inventory's getting gobbled up over here in La Mesa and in Claremont. Both of them the past 2 weeks, I mean, we had tons of inventory. It's gone. It's all pending now.
Wow.
That's so crazy how fast that stuff is.
Coming down the pipeline here, guys.
So get on it.
Yeah, really glad to hear that, man. That's great news. Well, if somebody wants to do exactly that, get in before all before everything gets gobbled up with that great new news or any of the other things. If we had a lot of fun talking about the the opportunities of buying the beef and just the self-home evals, all the great stuff that you're involved with. Yosef, how do we find you? How do we keep in touch?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can check out my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you want a free home evaluation, you can go to socalhomeeval.com, and we'll get an evaluation out to you.
Awesome, buddy. Really appreciate it. Great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great info with Carl, and more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series.
equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking fishing with Carl. This got me ready to go on a day and a half trip, man.
And what you're also saying about that local tuna and stuff it's happening for sure. If you want to get through, talk to Carl. 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by at the fan there to take your call. 833-288-0973. You're going to have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Pretty slick deal, man. No doubt about that. Well, we got our phone lines are packed up. Just like Pete said, if you want to get that, 833-288-0973. But before we jump into the phones, I had a fun text. Good morning, guys. Let's just say I'm a complete newbie to Fisherman's Landing. I don't really know my way around the place. Carl, can you dial me in on the parking situation, the check-in line, the lineup procedure for getting on the boat, so on and so on? I don't want to be lost in the crowd not knowing what to do. That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Nice. If you've never done this, parking is really simple. We have our
compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, correct. It's pretty simple. The main parking lot... This time of year, obviously, it's full. You got every boat out of the three landings running and stuff like that. But we have an overflow parking on North Harbor. We call it Westies. It's between the Doubletree and the Best Western. If you've never done this before, pull in our parking lot, unload your stuff into the shop or in our locker, then go park. Come back, check in the office in the morning or in the evening whenever you're going out. You'll see one of us. We'll check you in, get your bunk, we'll get your ticket. Then what we've done ever since COVID, which one good thing that did come from COVID, not much, but one good thing, is we have signs with every boat name on it. So it says Tradition Line starts here, Pacific Queen Line starts here, Royal Polaris. So we keep all the guys separate. I mean, obviously you guys could still mingle between each other's boats and stuff like that. But we have everyone separated by boat.
Very clearly, this clearly is where marked. You put your gear to get on board.
So when the red shirts come in, like, hey, we're looking for everyone on the Royal Polaris. Everyone's right there, ready to go. Hey, I'm looking for John Smith. Okay, you're going to go in Dockhart 1. You're going to go in Dockhart 2 and stuff like that. So it's very simple. You have to try to get lost type of deal. Everything is, you check in, hey, I'm on whatever boat. Whoever's checking you in, like, okay, here's your ticket. You're going to be outside on the boardwalk on the other side of the dock, whereas you'll see your sign, whatever boat it might be. Or you're going to be out in front of the tackle shop. The searcher's sign is out there. You go there and you get in line. Then, obviously, if it's one of the long-range boats, Jen or Monica or Rachel or Jason or Tracy, well, hey, I'm doing check-in. Then they'll just listen to where they're going to do your check-in. If you're going on one of the, like the Pacific Queen or the Islander or whatever, one of the deckhands will come up. They'll set up a table outside there with you with the Coast Guard manifest. You fill out your stuff. As soon as you sign, fill out your Coast Guard manifest, you walk down to the boat, put your stuff on the boat, you get on and go ready to go fishing.
I just want to add to the parking thing because it's something that people talk about so much, and it's everybody's thing. Parking has been made so easy at Fisherman's Landing. Now, if you want to have a front row spot in the main lot in August, then it's just a waiting game, and it is what it is. Now, with as busy as it is, you know, every spot is going to be – if you walk down there – right this second isn't the perfect example because this is when they do interchange. But if you walk down there at noon, every spot is going to be full. It's August. That's what it is. But it's full of people that are all in those boats. So when those boats get off, those spots exchange. There's just no reason to try to get front row parking in the main lot these days because of the lockers that those guys do. Yeah. If I was coming down to go fishing, I'd pull right into the landing. I'd go see Carl behind the counter. Hey, I want to throw my stuff in the locker. Like, they have a lock facility for you to keep your gear. So, okay, Carl Lake, here's the key to whatever. This is locker number 5, and you just pull up to it, unload your rods and your reels and your tackle box and everything. You shut the door, you lock it, you give the key back to Carl. Then you just go across the street, park at Westie's with zero hassle and an open spot. It's one half of one block away. It's literally across the street.
And then the same thing when you come back.
And then your gear's already there and locked up. You get back to the landing, you get the key back from Carl, you open it back up, you put yourself in line, and you're done. Like, there's just, I don't get me wrong, everybody wants a front row parking spot, but why deal with the hassle? Like, you can come down anytime, know your gear is secured, locked, safe, and then just go deal with your parking on your own time and not worry about it.
Yeah.
It's a slick deal.
But and do not leave your gear just sitting out.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
Yeah.
And for everyone that grabs, people are like, well, who's going to come and go? It's like, for the locker key, we write everyone's name down, phone number, we grab an ID, so they make sure they bring us the key back. And so your stuff is safe in the locker.
Yeah. They know who's in that locker.
Yeah, and we've never, in the 12 years or since I've been doing this, I don't think we've ever had an issue of people's stuff missing out of the locker. So it's completely safe. It is literally less than a 5-minute walk from Westie's to our front counter. It's probably more a 2.5-minute walk, but if you get stuck at the light, it's super easy. It's convenient. We try to make it as easy as possible on everyone. If you're a first-time guy, just show up. We'll point you. There's someone there to help you every step of the way until you get on the boat. And when you get on the boat, the deckhands will take over, and you're in great hands with the deckhands.
Right. Hey, Dan in Santa Cruz has a question, and he's in anchovy country, so it's very appropriate here. Any suggestions on a rod and reel setup for getting an anchovy away from the boat on 25-pound test? Rick?
Ooh. For me, if I'm picking my favorite, it is a CalStar. I'm a little bit old school in my anchovy setup.
I'm rod and reel.
So I'm a CalStar 196 8-footer. Yep. And I like a Trinidad.
That's a glass rod?
All fiberglass rod. And I like a Trinidad 14.
Yep. Ooh,
that's my all-time.
And all-time what are you going to put on it?
I'm going to fish very light spectra. That would be one thing that would maybe separate that outfit a little bit from some others. Like, I'm going to fill my reel with either 30 or 40 pound Power Pro. And
Max Quattro?
Well, they don't make Max that quite that small. I fish like regular OG Power Pro for that thing, and 30 or 40 pound. And then I'm a short top shot guy, so I like that with a small top shot of a little piece of floor of whatever size we're fishing. You know, 20 pound, 25 pound, something like that. That's my favorite. Hard to beat an 800 XLH though. So I can't justify replacing my 196 8 because I've had it my whole life and I love it. If I was buying new though and I didn't already own that rod, maybe I'd be an 800 XLH guy. It's hard to be. There's so
much. 800 XLH, pretty sweet rod.
It runs with Fuji guides. It's got a better handle section. Like, so if I'm buying new, maybe you're convincing me to go that route, but I can't give up my 196 8. I love it. I've had it my whole life. I'm never giving it up.
Yeah.
Until Chris makes a, you know, GG version, then we'll talk. You know, then maybe I'll be convinced.
All right. Cool. Yeah. You agree with all that?
I would go a longer mono top shot. For anchovy, that's just what I grew
what
up on.
What pound test? 25?
20, 25. Depending. Yeah. For albacore, I'd probably do 25.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can easily go, like you said, 30-pound spectra with a short top shot, and you'd kill it for sure. Same exact rods. I mean, what he hit the nail on the head right there.
All right. Good stuff. All right. You have a good one?
This one says, hey, I can't say enough good things about Carl. I had a crummy season 1 year with Fisherman's Landing where I had to cancel multiple trips due to health and then rebooking. Carl could not have possibly been more accommodating. His customer service is why I will always keep booking my trips at Fisherman's Landing. My question is for Carl. With all the wear and tear that their rental rods take, what's the best, most reliable 30 to 40 pound fly line and potential jigging reel that you could recommend? I know you guys have seen everything. That's from Mike in San Diego.
30 or 40 pound jigging reel, probably for what we use for rental rods, a Talica 12. I mean, hands down, they're bulletproof. You just can't go wrong for that type of stuff. You could fish 30 pounds, kind of light on that. If you're doing 30 pound, I'd drop down to a Talica 10, but Talica 12 for 40, 50, 60 pound, you can't go wrong with that type of stuff. If you're talking about surface iron, Trinidad 20 or Torium 20 type of reel, you know. Trinidad, there's guys that love that Trinidad, not Trinidad, but Trinx 500.
Trunks 500.
For, when that reel came out, I thought, oh, my goodness, you got to be joking me. But the guys go out there, and they catch wahoo on a thing, and just is, that is a
bulletproof. I love that reel.
Yeah, you just can't go wrong with that.
That's the old guy's surface iron reel right there.
You know,
yeah.
Just
it's so easy.
Yep.
Yeah, easy to cast, easy to wind.
Never been a more user-friendly casting reel than that.
There isn't. You
and you can catch a big fish on it, right, Rick?
No doubt.
Yeah. You've got, what, a 200-pounder on it?
Almost, 180.
180, yeah.
But how many 100 to 200-pound bluefin has that reel cost?
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. Yeah. It just is. It casts, especially if you're in a scenario where you're wanting or needing to cast straight Power Pro. Like, that's where it really comes to shine. I think that reel is very good, and it's worth the argument for any casting scenario. But when you are talking about casting, you're fishing some kind of fishery where you want to fish straight braid, whether it's because you want a kelp cutter style surface iron rig, or you're bluefin fishing and you're needing to maximize, you know, a heavy amount of line. That's when it's not only in the conversation of the best reels. It's not questionable. Like when you're casting straight Spectra, it is the easiest reel to cast a lure from, period.
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Thanks for joining the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to give kudos to Carl and his crew there at the reservations. And to say reservations, that's only half of what they do. You know, I've had several issues. I know it's hard to believe. At the desk there. But Carl and his crew, I lost my tackle box one time. They found it. I had reservations problems one time. Of course, Carl took care of that in a heartbeat. I had bunk problems one time, and Carl took care of that. And his crew is also excellent, just like in the tackle shop, all the guys in there are first rate. Well, Carl's crew, including Tony, I think his father-in-law or father, Tony, he seems to always be at the desk, excellent employee. And, not only Fisherman's Landing, but Seaforth and Point Loma, they all do an excellent job there on the reservations and all the follow-up stuff. What gear you need, what's going on, and my friend over there at Point Loma, Scott Willits, he's excellent. He's their computer geek. He works in the tackle shop. Scott's an excellent guy there. A lot of good folk around here,
no doubt, Jim. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the kind words, Jim. Thanks for all you do. Hey,
we do appreciate
the call
that.
This morning. Hey, Charisse in Huntington Beach has an interesting question here. It says, I've always favored bait fishing and feel like my casting skills fall short on the sport boats. Can you give me a few pointers to help me cast like a pro?
Practice. Yeah, I mean, go out to your lake, go to your backyard if you need to.
Grassy field.
Yep, tie on something that's going to mimic the same weight as a bait, and just, I mean, people ask all the time. It's really just practice. I mean, you watch these deckhands go out there and they cast a jig 100 yards or a bait 20 yards away from the boat, and they do the little underhand cast, and all that is just practice. That's the only way you're going to master it is how does a guy hit a 100-mile fastball. A lot of time at the batting cage, you know. And same thing with these guys. Just practice casting your...
And make sure you take a spray bottle of water with you as you go out to the field or the thing. Just unless you're on water, actually.
Yep.
And keep that line wet.
Because
that's one of the keys. When you first get on the boat, you've got to go over the bait tank and get that real wet.
Yeah.
Because the wet line is what's going to cast better than that dry line is just going to go to bird's nest. Instantly.
And some of it has to be due to some of the reels. You know, there are reels that cast much better. If you want something, if you're a live bait fisherman and you're fishing like local yellowtail calico bass, fish a star drag reel versus a lever drag reel. Fish a single speed reel versus a two speed reel.
Or a Shimano bait runner.
Yeah. That will make a big difference in your casting. Obviously, a star drag reel is going to cast better than a lever drag reel, you know. But, I mean, it's just all about practice, I think.
I want to throw a couple things in there, and it's like we've got such good technology in our rods and reels now. Like, use that to your advantage. Like, if you bought a Tranks, we talked about that thing's so user-friendly. It's so user-friendly because it has a braking system that's got a lot of adjustment to it. But I know because I talk about it in the tackle store all the time, 90% of people buy that reel, they take it out of the box, and they fish with it. They don't do anything. I think I cast very good. I change my breaking system all the time throughout the day, casting into the wind, casting out of it, lighter lure, heavier lure. Like I change it because it affects the performance of the reel. It's not because I do or don't know how to cast. Like, so if you've got a reel that has that, like, make the adjustment, mess with it, you know?
Or the cast control knob.
Exactly. Yep. If you're getting used to it, like, back it all the way off and backlash a couple times and start, you know, kicking it back forward or the opposite, you know, turn it all the way up so you're never backlashing. And as you're making cast after cast, start backing it off the other way. And then the other thing is letting your rod do all the work. Like, if you watch a good fly fisherman, they're the best in the world at watching the rod load and unload. Mm-hmm. And that's how casting works. But, you know, a guy gets excited and gets a surface iron rod and just all of the fishing rod part goes out the window. Like, you made the investment in your tackle because that's a good casting rod. Like, let the rod do all that work for you. You've got to have the rod loaded when you're making your, you know, your kind of back cast and coming forward, and then let it unload and push the lure off the tip for you.
Yeah.
A good cast is done with the rod. It's not done with your forearms. You know, let the rod do all the work, and you'll outcast everybody by putting half the effort into it.
And one thing is, let your bait or your jig come down to your reel or three quarters of the way of the rod. You know, so many people get that jig or that bait 2 inches from the tip and they try to cast and it just...
He's not allowing that rod to load up.
Exactly. Okay. So make sure you get that swing, like he was saying, let the rod do the work and let the bait come up in a full circle and be able to launch it out there versus trying to shoot it out like a shotgun or whatever.
Practice.
That's it, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Totally.
You know, and then relating it like Ricky was talking about to fly fishing. I mean, it's all about practice. Fly fishing... casting a fly rod is not that hard.
No.
As you know, it's there's some basic techniques. They always talk about 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but then, you know, the shorter the line, the shorter the stroke, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all about going out and just practicing it.
Totally.
The more you practice it, the better you're going to get. Yeah.
And, boy, I'll tell you, if you pick up a fly rod a little bit, it will make you a better conventional fisherman because it's everything. You know, fly fishing is all about having that rod load up and push that fly line forward. You get the feeling of that, and then Joe jump on the Liberty and go catch a surface iron rod, you will be a better fisherman for it, no doubt.
And the cool thing about fly fishing is if you're not casting oil, you're going to get whacked in the back of the head. So it's going to force you to be a better
real
quick. You get a little bead going, you know, 90 miles an hour hitting your back of the head. It hurts.
Dude, I almost dropped myself with a split shot that, like, hit me right in that soft spot behind your ear that I didn't know what I was doing. Like a split shot, and it damn near knocked me to my knees, man. That'll send you, make you see stars.
It can do that.
That's for sure.
You have another good one.
I thought so. And it's a great one for Carl. Says, good morning, guys. I have a question for Carl. What is one overlooked tip or technique that you see constantly helps experienced anglers land more fish, but that maybe the weekend guys miss? Thanks for everything you do. That's from Troy in Newport Beach.
Watching what other people do. If you're not catching fish and there's a guy on the boat that is, like, knocking the shit out of them, excuse my language or whatever.
Hopefully Jeff got that.
Sorry about that.
Way to go, Carl. But yeah, keeping an eye on the guys that are doing it right.
Yeah, and learning, like, so many people go out there and they don't want to learn a single thing. You should be learning something every time you go out there. But if there's a guy doing something different, stop him. Hey, what are you doing? Ask a question. 99% of the time, the guy that's catching fish is probably a very seasoned angler, and they're willing to share you, hey, I'm fishing a shorter top shot. I've dropped down in hook size. Ask the guys that are catching fish what they're doing and what you're not doing.
What did you do?
Yeah, exactly. That's how you learn.
And generally speaking, those more proficient guys are happy to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, bait selection, hook size, line size.
If I was going to throw one out, that one thing that a casual guy that goes every once in a while does that a very experienced guy doesn't, you're probably fishing your bait for too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say 90% of the people probably are fishing it longer than it needs to be. A good guy is burning through baits, fishing a good one, getting a bite because of it.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We're giving away a full day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing to one lucky caller or texter. Carl's going to flip that coin when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and on 97.3 The Fan.
Pelagic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna are here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to pelagictournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check pelagictournaments.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com. When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here. Okay, Carl's going to do us the honors, flip the prize coin, see if we have a caller or a texter today. Oh, it's Carl's screw up number two there. All right, let's try that again. Hey, we have a caller today. Congratulations, Angel in El Cajon. You have got yourself a full-day trip on board the Liberty. You are going to be so stoked. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. And Carl, great job.
Yeah, good job, Carl. It's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. And super good job. Appreciate you coming in here this morning.
No problem.
Yeah,
anytime.
And if we want to go fishing at Fisherman's Landing, how do we do it?
Check out fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. Or you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. Just search Fisherman's Landing. You get all your information there also.
And you do a weekly verbal fish report on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Well, one thing we...
You did it from the world headquarters here the other day.
I saw
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What we really try to up our social media game, get us... our the name out there, just not Southern California, but around the world, and try to get people to come fishing in San Diego.
There you go. Thanks, yep. Carl. Appreciate it. Thanks to Jeff and the fam. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Pete Rick and our new backup co-host, Wayne Cota, will be here. We'll be talking fishing next Saturday. Wayne's going to be running all the equipment in the board. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti is going to be here. That's going to be a couple great shows. We'll see you next week right back here on Let's Talk Hookup, 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Let's Talk Hookup.